Bear attacks are on the rise in Florida. So for the first time in 2 decades, Florida officials have scheduled a bear hunting season. Experts say there's plenty of room for black bears to coexist with humans, but the smell of food is drawing the bears out of the woods and into neighborhoods. Regan McCarthy of member station WFSU reports.
If you want to understand the bear situation in Florida, hop into a truck and drive through the panhandle. Caitlin Good, a biologist with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, drives through Franklin County. It was here a few months ago that a bear attacked a teenager while she walked her dog near a convenience store. Garbage is strewn through the woods and across the road at a recycling center for appliances. She says the bears can't help but drag tasty things back into the woods.
So these communities are backed right up to the forest. And, you know, bears, it's just a bear pump. They're doing really good in there. And they smell this, you know, they might be in the middle of the woods, but they can smell this.
This area is mostly forests. Bears are making a comeback here and in the rest of Florida. In 2002, when the agency did its last population count, there were about 3,000 bears. Now they're counting again. Thomas Eason, the state director of Habitat Species Coordination, expects the population to have grown significantly because of increased bear sightings.
As you get more bears, particularly with more people, you start having more and more negative interactions. And so finding that balance point that we call cultural carrying capacity is important.
The FWC wants new feeding rules and more bear-proof trash cans. Eason also says hunting is a part of the plan to reduce bear conflicts. The state hunt isn't finalized and won't be until the fall, but environmentalists are still upset. Kate McFall of the Humane Society of the United States says there's no evidence a hunt will help.
It's a recreational activity that a small percentage of the population wants to do. But in terms of decreasing human-bear conflicts, there is no science that supports that.
McFall says if wildlife officials want to reduce bear attacks, they need to focus on getting people to stop feeding bears, whether it's intentional or letting animals go through the trash. If none of these solutions work, there's this.
Whoa, Casper. Come on, buddy.
This is Castor, a 20-year-old black bear who lives at the Tallahassee Museum. And that's him eating a bunch of fruit. During the fall, the bear needs to consume more than 15,000 calories daily. And animal curator Mike Jones says that drive for food is what landed Castor here.
He started going to everybody's houses and going in garages. So the Fish and Wildlife Service relocated him and moved him about 150 miles away. Into a big swamp area.
But Castor couldn't stay away from people, so officials moved him to a zoo. He's lucky. Last year, Florida Fish and Wildlife officials had to kill almost 50 bears that had started to associate humans with food. For NPR News, I'm Regan McCarthy in Tallahassee.